I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He's a talented multi-hyphenate, and when she channels a housewife, she puts her life in it. It's Watch What Happens Live with Vanessa Bayer and BJ Novak now. What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, with one guest who played a character named Brecky and another whose career is so hot, you could fry an egg on it. My first guest is a hilarious actress and SNL alum who's so good at impersonating housewives, it's borderline weird. Speaking of weird, she and her brother co-host a new podcast called How Did We Get Weird? Available now from iHeartMedia's Big Money Players Network. Give it up for Vanessa Bayer! Great to see you. My next guest was one of your favorite Dunder Mifflin employees on The Office, but is the creator, writer, director, and host of The Premise. He might be gunning for the show business version of Employee of the Month. Watch it Thursdays on FX and Hulu. It's our friend, BJ Novak. Hi, BJ.
Hi. Hi, Andy.
BJ, the show is so good and inventive. Congratulations. And I love it that you host it in a Hitchcockian kind of way every episode. I just, congratulations, because everybody's loving it.
Thank you.
By the way, before we go any further, Vanessa, your dreams came true. You and your SNL pals met Garcelle Beauvais at the Emmys. Did you ladies and men drill her with questions, or what was that like?
We just, I mean, AD and I clocked her immediately. We were so excited. And then our friends Bowen and Sudi somehow got over to her, and then we joined them, and we were just overwhelmed. And she was so sweet, and we didn't know what to do except take a picture with her, because we were just overwhelmed with the joy of meeting this incredible, gorgeous woman.
Wow, I love it. So, and really, and so you weren't hammering her with questions about Erica or the show, or?
No, we just were so excited to see her. We were just kind of like, ugh, and she was like, should we take a picture? And we were like, yeah.
Right, I love it. Oh my God. Well, between creating, writing, directing, and hosting his new show, The Premise, BJ Novak wears so many hats that he probably has trouble making it through most doorways. Right, BJ?
That's a good one. I will put that on my official bio. Thank you.
Well, I want to see if this talent hoarder, you're a talent hoarder, BJ, possesses any other surprising skills with Novak or novice. BJ, tell me if you're good at the following things. BJ, can you text without looking at your phone and not typo?
It's my number one skill, yes.
Can you correctly gauge whether or not you really need an umbrella when there's a 50% chance of rain?
No.
Can you successfully fake your way through complimenting a friend on their project when you haven't actually seen it?
No.
Can you impress a significant other's parents?
I don't have enough self-awareness to know. Sometimes I might be wrong.
I find that Jewish boys are parent pleasers.
Hopefully. Maybe
can
I'm
you
paranoid
recite?
After the fact.
Oh, Vanessa's nodding. Vanessa, do you?
I was gonna say. I know Jewish girls are.
Right.
Okay.
See that? Yes, they are. Yeah. There. BJ, are you able to recite Shakespeare off the cuff?
A line or two, probably no more than anybody else, though, at this point.
Can you pick a lock with a bobby pin?
No, that's cool, though.
Can you change a flat tire?
I could take
tire?
One off my yarmulke and try.
Yeah.
Do I look like I can change a flat tire, Andy? This range is unfair.
Can you mount
I don't know
a TV?
What you do have and don't have.
Can you mount a TV in under 7 minutes like Sheena Shea's former boyfriend, Rob?
Andy, I can't do anything. Okay. I have a lot of books behind me. I can do all of these nerdy things very well and nothing else. You knew this going into this game.
I did not, because to me, you can do it all. Thank you, BJ Novak, for filling me in. Now, Vanessa and her brother have an entire podcast dedicated to answering the question, how did we get weird? But she's about to defend her housewife sisters, whose actions have verged on creepy and weird, to quote Crystal Kung Minkoff. It is time for That's My Unpopular Opinion Weirdness Edition. Vanessa, I am told you came prepared with three housewives who you believe have been unfairly labeled as weirdos. Okay, who's up first?
Okay, so Ramona,
yes.
I think people really judged her when she took all of that food home from the clam bake, like when she took all the lobster and everything home.
Right.
And I thought, I've never related to this woman more in my life. I mean, that is, my preference would be go to a party, take a bunch of food home, and then just kind of like sit on my bed and eat it in the comfort of my own home when no one's watching me and judging me. So I don't know.
Well done. All right. Good point. You have another one.
Yes, Giselle. Sorry. You know, I also don't really want to let people use my bathroom.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I just feel like, you know, I got my stuff in there. I don't need people coming in there. Like, you know, use the bathroom and then come to my house.
Okay. Last up. Who's your number three?
My number three is Whitney because, you know, look. I'll eat cake off the floor any day, okay? I'll pick it up right off the floor, put it in my mouth. You know what I mean? Because cake is cake.
Right.
Let's not waste it.
Okay, and you will put it in your mouth. Thank you very much, Vanessa Bayer. By the way, the podcast dissects the things in pop culture that affected you growing up that made you weird. Is that true?
Yeah, it's, you know, we kind of talk about like nostalgia a lot and like the nostalgic things that like kind of made us these weird, unique people that my brother Jonah and I are today. And we're just having so much fun on it. And so, yeah, we talk a lot about like we talk in the first episode, we talk about lean pockets. We talk about shallow hell, you know, important things that we need to be discussing in today's society. So.
Of course. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad someone is doing the work and putting in the time. For the four of you who didn't watch The Office, when Michael Scott hosted the Dunder Mifflin Award show, The Dundies, he embarrassed BJ's character, Ryan, by giving him the award for hottest in The Office. So I thought I'd let this hottie put some of his former cubicle mates on the spot as he hosts a Clubhouse Award show called The Clubbies. BJ, I'm going to give you pairs of your Office co-stars and a Clubby Award category. Pick a winner for each. Here we go. Who gets the clubby for most impressive beard? John Krasinski or Steve Carell?
I think Steve's is a little more subtle. I'm going to go with Steve here.
Okay. Who gets the clubby for most likely to misuse an emoji? Rainn Wilson or Creed Bratton?
I'm actually going to say Rainn because I think Creed is at another level of inspiration. So whatever emoji he gives me, I think is the galaxy brain version.
Wow, the galaxy brain version. Who gets the clubby for most likely to drop her phone in the toilet? Mindy Kaling or Rashida Jones?
Both of these women are Ivy League educated geniuses. They're not going to drop anything anywhere.
Very good. Who gets the clubby for most intimidating aura? James Spader or Kathy Bates?
That has to be James Spader. That is definitely a vibe that makes you sexually and spiritually insecure in the most impressive way.
Who gets a clubby for being naive enough to get catfished? Jenna Fischer or Angela Kinsey?
I think Jenna is a little more trusting. I think it's more possible Jenna could get catfished.
Who gets the clubby for most aggressive smile, Ellie Kemper or Ed Helms?
Wow. I think I'd have to give Elliot based on that picture, but that's a great question.
Thank you very much, BJ Novak.
Yeah.
By the way,
just call it like I see it.
Vanessa, Erica from Virginia, our friend, tweeted, if you had to marry one of the husbands from The Real Housewives, who would you choose and why?
Probably Mauricio because, well, first of all, he's Jewish. Second of all, you know, this guy's a successful guy, okay? And third of all, my cousin Mia and I have been watching a lot of Million Dollar Listing, and we really like talking about properties. Pocket doors, you know.
Yes.
Estate.
Very good. Very good. How did you find working with Mr. Asner, who was so great?
It was very inspiring because, you know, he plays a renegade history teacher, and that really is who he was in real life. He was a historian who wrote books about sort of, you know, the rebellious spirit of history as opposed to the stuff you're normally taught in school. So it was exciting. He really seemed to put his heart into it. And it was fun. You know, he acted with Caitlin Dever, who's, you know, 23 or something, you know, a whole different generation, and watching them work together was really exciting.
That's very cool. Well, congratulations on the show. I want to take questions for our virtual fans. Sarah from Pennsylvania has a question for Vanessa.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I love you, Andy.
Love you.
My question is for Vanessa. It's a two-part question. What was your first reaction when you found out Kim Kardashian was hosting SNL? And what did you think of your Will & Grace co-star, Deborah Messing, shading the decision on Twitter?
You know, I wasn't on SNL anymore when I found out when I heard that Kim Kardashian was hosting. So I didn't have like a strong reaction to it because I wasn't as like, is it cued in or clued in? Clued in? Anyway, figure that out another time. But I think that I just was excited to see. I mean, it's always different hosts bring different energies and different skills. So I sorry for a nice answer, but
no, I think it's going to be good, by the way.
Yeah.
Here's Jenny.
Oh, it's
from...
coming up. I was acting like it had happened.
Right. Yeah. It's coming up.
And
yes.
I'm excited.
Yes. Okay. Here's Jenny from California with a question for BJ.
Hi, BJ.
Hi.
It was recently revealed that NBC wanted James Gandolfini to come in as the boss on The Office after Steve Carell, but HBO paid him not to. So my question for you is, how would you have handled Tony Soprano being your boss?
Well, I was at the meeting with James Gandolfini where we tried to convince him to join the show. And he was a big comedy fan. He loved, his favorite movie was The Rocker starring Rainn Wilson. He was shy and intrigued. And he's my favorite actor of all time in anything. I just thought it would be great because to me, The Sopranos was actually the biggest influence on The Office because of the way that comedy and drama and character were all completely indistinguishable. And in fact, the way Michael Scott will say something very serious but mispronounce a word, I feel is a direct descendant of the Tony Soprano sense of humor. So I thought he would have been an incredible replacement. I really, really wanted to work with him.
How close did he come? Did you feel like he wanted to do it?
I did. It was interesting. We suggested sort of a white collar character for him to sort of play against type. And he said something I'll never forget, which is he said, I feel as an actor, whoever comes out at 3 a.m., that's who you should be playing. And at 3 a.m., what comes out of me is a blue collar guy. I thought that was so interesting.
Wow, that's a good story, man. Thank you. Thank you, virtual audience. I appreciate it. The Tony Awards were held on Sunday. I personally think that Vanessa Bayer was robbed for her iconic performance in the dual roles of Lisa Barlow and Whitney Rose last time she was here. So I want to hope the American Theater Wing is paying attention this time. Vanessa Bayer is returning to the Clubhouse Playhouse. We will be doing the Lisa and Whitney confrontation from last season's reunion. Vanessa will be playing both Lisa and Whitney. Vanessa, you may begin at your ready.
Okay. I actually don't think Lisa's jealous of me. I just think she thinks she's better than me.
I don't think that. I've never thought that. I've never said that. I don't feel that way.
She's time after time calling me trash, docking my looks.
I called you trash once.
You called me trash multiple times.
I think people misinterpret direct as cold and bitchy. I'm actually really warm. I'm very nurturing. I have a lot of people that love me. I want everyone to be lifted up. That's just who I am. I've tried to be nice to you, Whitney.
You're missing his, you don't see yourself as being rude or condescending, but it's landing that way.
I like myself. People read books about liking themselves. There is nothing wrong with liking myself and being confident. Confidence got me where I am today.
You know what the problem with you and I is? I don't speak my mind and say how I really feel, but I'm ready to do that. I think you're rude, dismissive, manipulative. I think you lie.
You're manipulative. Here we go, weather. Whitney and Heather, bad weather. Tornado, spin the truth, destroy. That's what you do.
And scene. Give her the Tony, everybody. Wow. I mean, BJ Novak, I have to assume that you've not seen The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, but how did that scene land for you?
I don't need to see it. That was just incredible drama.
Yes. Programming note, this Sunday night, Tom Brady returns to New England to face off against the Patriots, his former team, led by Bill Belichick. Tune in for the return Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. And I just want to say I am so gay that the audience was laughing at me during that promo, but that was a real promo. And BJ was looking at me like, first he was like, oh yeah, the game. And then he was like, why is Andy doing this?
I honestly thought it was a bit for a second.
I know, so did the audience. They were laughing.
But then I was like, well, baseball, he loves baseball.
Right, I do love baseball. Vanessa, your Clubhouse Playhouse was just absolutely genius. Did you hear the last time you did Lisa and Whitney from either of them?
Yes, I think they both like made. I didn't hear directly from either of them, but I did notice that Lisa followed me on social media. I don't believe anybody. I don't think Whitney did.
You really latched on to something brilliant there. And in that vein, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. As we all witnessed before the break, Vanessa's Lisa Barlow impression is so on point. Even her child actress character, Laura Parsons, would be impressed, and she has very high standards. So tonight, we are asking Vanessa to count down her top 5 favorite phrases to say in Lisa Barlow's voice. Okay, take it away, Vanessa. I mean, Lisa Barlow.
Okay, number 5.
Vida tequila.
Fresh wolf. Number 3.
God.
You don't have to love me. I love myself enough for the both of us.
Yes. Yes.
I love Sundance. Everyone. I hold myself to a high standard. If you don't want the same standards, go away.
Give it up for Vanessa Bayer. I want to thank Vanessa and BJ for being here. The word of the night was who? We said it 17 times. If you've been playing our drinking game, no driving. Watch BJ's show. It is absolutely brilliant on FX and Hulu. We will see you Sunday night. Have a great weekend. Hey, don't forget the big football game this weekend, everybody.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
All right. Hey, everybody. It is the after show. Vanessa Bayer's podcast is called How Did We Get Weird? From Will Ferrell's and iHeartMedia's Big Money Players Network. It's out now. BJ showed the BJ Show the Premise is streaming now exclusively on FX and Hulu. New episodes release on Thursdays. I want to go back to our virtual fans. Here's Amanda and Jonathan from Hoboken with a question for Vanessa. Hey, guys.
Hi, everyone. I have two questions. After watching this season of Beverly Hills, are you Team Erica or Team Sutton? And what are you most excited to see at the reunion?
Okay, look, I can't choose a side because I'm too scared to. But, you know, there's pretty intense fans on both sides. But I would say I'm excited to see, every year I'm excited to see what everyone wears.
Oh, interesting. All right. It's the clothes that brings you in. we lost Brian from New Jersey for BJ. Well, let me ask you, BJ, how did you come up with the show? Because it's cool that it's a... it's an anthology show. How did you come up with that concept?
Well, every idea that I have for a movie that like really, or you know, a TV series or anything, sometimes I'll come up with an idea that I think is so funny or so bold or so interesting, but I don't want to bloat it with like a subplot and a love story and a twist. And I just want to tell it. So I love The Twilight Zone. I love Black Mirror, but I hadn't seen anyone do that for sort of comedy or, you know, social issues or dangerous, you know, real world funny ideas. So I thought there should be a show for that stuff.
And I love it that you host it. I just think it adds a great
thank you
layer to it. We had a viewer question about, and I didn't know this. I didn't realize that John Mayer, our friend, requested an actual Dundee Award as a trade for using a John Mayer song in The Office. So did you actually gave, he has a Dundee at his house?
He does, he has an actual Dundee.
Wow.
And I'm the one who has the hottest Dundee. Can you believe the world we live in?
What song did you use of his in The Office, and in what was the circumstance?
Well, we accidentally used it. So Toby was singing Your Body is a Wonderland at karaoke, and the camera just swung off Toby. It was just a way to start the scene, and then it became a great scene. But the problem was that no one had thought to clear the song, to pay for the song beforehand. So all of a sudden, it was like $500,000, and John Mayer wasn't interested. And so I said, well, I know someone who knows him. Let me call him, our mutual friend, Bob Saget. I called John. He's like, hey, look, I watched the show. Let me guess. It's Michael Scott's favorite song. No, thank you. I was like, no, I promise. It's not that. And because he was a fan of the show, he asked for a Dundee, which I thought was a very cool move.
That's amazing. Vanessa, Caroline S. wants to know, how honored were you when Jennifer Aniston recently said that you did the best impression of her?
Oh, my gosh. Speechless. I just, you know, she's incredible. And that just is so nice.
Talk to me about your new show, Vanessa. You play a home shopping network host.
Yes, it takes place at a home shopping network. I really don't want to give too much away, but I will say that we're having so much fun. We're writing it right now. We're going to start filming soon. And I would just tell people, you're really going to love it. So you better get Showtime soon if you don't have it already.
I'm very excited. Tell me the name of it, because it has a great name.
It's called I Love This For You.
Yes, perfect. I mean, that's a little bit of a Lisa Barlow.
Oh, I love this for you. It's so Lisa Barlow.
Yes. It's a little shady, isn't it? I love this for you.
Well, I mean, it's you know, home shopping and how it feels like it's just in the air these days.
Right. All right. Well, I want to thank Vanessa and BJ for being here. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, guys. Stay here for one sec. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.